Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Striking writers in Hollywood minutes ago reached a deal with studios, ending a nearly five-month strike. But as NPR's Mandalay Tilbarco reports, film and TV production remains on pause and actors are still on strike.
The Writers Guild of America and major Hollywood studios have finally agreed on a new contract. If it gets ratified by members, it would end a work stoppage that ground Hollywood to a halt. Film and TV premieres have been delayed, and workers across the entertainment industry have been out of work since May. CEOs from four Hollywood studios joined negotiators at the bargaining table. They hammered out issues such as higher residuals when shows are rerun on streaming platforms. At issue were minimum writing staffs for TV series and protections against replacing writing work with artificial intelligence. Though the writers' deal is done, the actors' union SAG-AFTRA remains on strike against the studios over similar issues. Mandalay Tilbarco, NPR News.
A quick programming note, many NPR staffers are members of the SAG-AFTRA union but are not part of the bargaining unit that is striking. President Biden and his potential rival for the White House, former President Donald Trump, are both going to visit striking auto workers in Michigan this week. NPR's Mara Liasson tells us more.
On Tuesday, President Biden will become the first president ever to walk a picket line. He's proud of calling himself the most pro-union president in history, and next year he will need the support of auto workers in the important swing state of Michigan. A prolonged auto strike could hurt the economy and his re-election chances. On Wednesday, the day after Biden's visit, Trump is planning a speech in Michigan. Trump has support among auto workers, if not their union leaders, and he's been blaming Biden's pro-electric vehicle policies for the auto industry's problems. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Pressure is growing for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign after he and his wife were indicted on criminal corruption charges last Friday. Menendez has received criticism from his peers both in his home state and in Washington, D.C., but he says he has no intention of stepping down. NPR's Juliana Kim has more.
Over the weekend, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman spoke out against Menendez, calling the charges against him too egregious to ignore. Both are Democrats like Menendez. Those attitudes were also shared by Democrats back home, including New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and Representative Andy Kim, who announced he'd run against Menendez. Among those who are in support of Menendez is Republican New York Senator George Santos, who was charged with fraud in May. He told the press, quote, innocent until proven guilty, end quote. Menendez similarly says that's why he plans to stay in office. He and his wife and three others will appear in federal court in Manhattan on Wednesday morning. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
Stocks in Asia fell on Monday. Traders were reacting to news that interest rates in China will stay higher for longer than expected. Investors in the U.S. and Europe, meanwhile, are bracing for new inflation data from their governments. You're listening to NPR News. The OSIRIS-REx mission landed successfully in Utah's West Desert this morning. NASA's multi-year mission has brought back the biggest sample yet from an asteroid. Caroline Ballard, a member station KUER, was there when it landed.
It was a crisp, clear morning. The desert landscape glowed pink as the recovery team took off in helicopters to meet the capsule at its landing site. Systems engineer Anjani Pollitt has been waiting for this moment for years.
The weather is perfect. It's a beautiful day here in Utah. It's hard to believe we're finally here for real.
The capsule traveled billions of miles over 7 years to bring the asteroid sample to Earth. It heads next to the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, to be opened and studied. For NPR News, I'm Caroline Ballard at the Utah Test and Training Range.
William Byron has advanced to the round of eight in the NASCAR playoffs with a win in Texas on Sunday. Byron took the lead for the first time after the final restart with six laps left for the win. It was Byron's sixth win this season, and it gives Hendrick Motorsports its 300th victory. The University of Colorado has fallen out of college football's top 25 following their overwhelming loss to Oregon on Saturday. The top three slots, meanwhile, are unchanged, with Georgia in number one, Michigan number two, and Texas remaining at number three. But The Ohio State University moved up two spots to number four after their last-minute win against Notre Dame, jumping over Florida State at number five. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.